Erev Shvi Shel Pesach. The Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, the Gemara asks, there's a perek immediately following our Haftarah, which is a Shira, the perek following the Shira in the Haftarah. Perek says, the Eile Divrei Davido Achroinim. And the following, so it's all the way at the end of Shmuel Beis, the Eile Divrei David Achroinim. These are the final words of David. This is at the end of Sefer Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Achroinim Mechalal Bekim Yishanim. If you say these are the Divrei David Achroinim, it must be there are Devarim Yishanim. Rishanim Mainin Hu. What are the Divrei David Rishanim? Azoi Frak the Gemara. In other words, in Sefer Shmuel itself, there must be Divrei David Rishanim. This is a very, very strange question, because immediately preceding this was a long perek of the seventh day of Pesach Saftira, which is a beautiful Shira, which is also written in Tehillim, like everybody knows, Perek Yudchas. And what is the Gemara? Why is the Gemara searching for what is the Shira? And what is the earlier words of David? So Rashi says, well, Smita Shem, you know the Mahalach in a moment, Rashi says that the Lashon Divrei is a certain level of Nevuah, and there should be another place we find Divrei, and the Gemara is bothered about that. Let's continue. What does the Gemara go on and say? So the Gemara ends, the Gemara has a little bit of discussion, and then the Gemara says, what's the answer? Vishayinim Mahi. Vayidaber David Lashem is Divrei Ashira Hazois, Vayim Hitzel Hashem Oisim Mikav Kol Oivo Mikav Shol. The Haftarah of tomorrow says the Gemara that what are the Divrei David Harishayinim? The Shira that David sings, that he's saying it, it's the day that Hashem has saved him from all his enemies and from Shaul. So this is the Gemara's response. So if this is the Gemara's response, then what did the Gemara think? Isn't it obvious? I mean, you just open the Navi, see this in the parak before, it mentions the word Vayadaber, which is what Rashi said the Gemara wanted to know. So they all say Vayadaber. What was the Gemara's have mean? It's very, very shver Gemara. Now the Gemara adds something. The Gemara says, Omer LaHaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid. The Gemara immediately makes his drasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to David, David, Shira ata oimer al ma'apalasi shol, you're singing a Shira about the downfall of Shaul. Ilmoli ata shol v'hu David. If you would be Shaul and he would be David, and Rashi explains, if you would have been born in his mazel and he would have been born in your mazel, ibati kama David mipanam, I would have destroyed David. In other words, Rashi says, means to say that you are not as big of a tzaddik as Shaul is. I in the Gemara, my cotton tazayin on base. We want to understand also, is why is the Gemara all of a sudden darshing this? This wasn't the topic. The topic really was, why in the next parak does it say, le'ilu divrei David achroinim, what was Yishayinim? So with Agav that, we brought this earlier pasuk, and immediately the Gemara says it's drasha, sounds like it's necessary for the Teretz. So the Netziv writes in two places, in Chedushim, Anazir, Daf Chof Aleph, and in the end of his Akdama, the Hamik Davar La'atayra, Netziv writes the following klal. I'm going to give you a little bit of a background. The Tosfos Yom Tov Maseches Demai writes that he was approached by someone, and they say it was a guy, an apikiris, a guy, a Christian, came to him and asked him, there's a pasuk in Navi which states, Gadol Yieh Kavod Habayis Ha'achrim and Arishon, the second temple will have greater glory than the first one. And this pasuk is definitely speaking about Bayis Sheni. And the Gemara discusses in what way it was greater. Al Kaponim, if it's called Bayis Ha'achrin, why do you Jews believe that there will be a third Beis HaMikdash? Taisus Yom Tov, Mesechus Demai, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel says that he was asked this question. And the Taisus Yom Tov says that he has a proof from two places that the word Achrin is just in reference to Rishon, means there's another stage later than the earlier stage, but it doesn't mean there'll be something that could be afterwards. Let's explain right away what we mean. There's a pasuk when Yaakov Avinu is setting up his wives and children to be saved from Esav. So the pasuk says, "Vayasem es hashvachos ves yaldeyen rishayno ves leo viladeho achrayim." He put the shvachos and their children all the way in the front. Leah and her children acharayim ves Rachel ves Yosef acharayim. So you see that acharonim could still have another acharon. That's one raya of a Tais Yontif. Another raya, says a Tais Yontif, is in Parashat Shemois, when Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem for signs to show the Bnei Yisrael, so Hashem gives him first two signs, and then he tells him that V'haya, im lo yaminu lach, v'lo yishmu l'koy lo yis harishon, Bnei Yisrael won't listen to the first sign, v'haminu l'koy lo yis achron, they'll listen to the final ice. But then it says, V'haya, im lo yaminu gam l'shnei yis ha'ele, and then he goes on and gives him a third sign. Now the second sign, achron. So you see that achron could have an additional sign. A lot of tzaddikim, when they heard the Tais Yontif, they learned the Tais Yontif, they said it to Merumas, there's a remnant to this, in Parshas Boy, says in the Pasuk, V'hoya hadam lachem l'ois al habatim. What's written by the Dam, where it says Achim, it still has a third one, is an ois for the batim, means for the Beis HaMikdash, that there's going to be a third Beis HaMikdash. Beautiful. That's the Mavusa Tais Yontif. So the Netziv discusses this Tais Yontif concept, and he doesn't bring the Rashba, but I found the Stei Chemed, when he brings down this Netziv and the Tais Yontif, Kedarki Bakoydeh Shel Chelek Zayin, somebody wants to look up and pass a Sodom, Rechasa Aleph, under the word Achrin, the Stei Chemed, of course, is a huge Arichus, the Netziv and Mechavin to Chubas Rashba, the Netziv and the Rashba both say the following rule, based on a Gemara Nazir, based on a Gemara Gittin, which is that if the Torah writes the word Rishon, then the Torah can also write the word Achron, and it just means in relation to Rishon, but there could be something following it. There could be a third one. But if the Torah does not write Rishon, and the Torah writes Achron, then there has to have been at least three things. There has to have been a Rishon, Emtsoi, and Achron. So to summarize, if you have the word Achron on its own independently, there must have been a Rishon, a Emsa, and a Achron. And it proves this, again, from a Gemara, Nazir Daf Chof Aleph. You can see it in the Sefer, Merumi Sadeh, from the Tziv, on Nazir Daf Chof Aleph. He brings the whole Raya in his Hakdamah to Chomesh, he's Makatzer. So as the Nesiv says, this is really what was bothering the Gemara. The Gemara was concerned that here we have a pasuk that says Ve'ela Divrei David Achronim, and we never mention Rishonim. So we never mention Rishonim. We know, of course, there's a Rishon, there's a parak before which has a Shira, but it must be that there was another Shira which is not being discussed. If it says Achron and doesn't say Rishon, then it's Taka Achron. It's really Achron, and there has to have been a Rishon, an Emtsoi, and an Achron, based on again on his Gemara and Nazir. So the Nesiv says that's what the Gemara was about. The Gemara wanted to know. We know there's a parak before of Haftira, Vaydavar Dabas Divya Shira Hazois. But there must be something in the middle. That's the Gemara's kashas. What's the Gemara's teretz? I would say, what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara just brings down this Vaydavar David. How does it answer the kasha? So the Gemara says like this. Let's take a look. What did we say? The Gemara goes on and says that Kodesh Baruch Hu right away had a taina on David. David, what are you singing Yeshira about the Mapala of Shaul? In fact, in the Tziv, what's the taina on David? It doesn't say he mentioned, doesn't even mention Shaul in the whole Shira. Look in the Haftarah tomorrow, or in Perek Yerchesed Hillel, doesn't mention a word about Shaul in the Shira itself, just in the Akdama. It says he's saying it after all his enemies, including Shaul, you know, he was saved from them. But doesn't mention Shaul's downfall, Shaul's death in the Shira at all. So what's the Kaddish Baruch Hu's taina on him? If he was thinking of it, it's not a taina. He didn't say it. There's no taina. So what the Gemara must be saying the following. David did not just sing the Shira, the Soif Yomav says in the Tziv. The Gemara learned that David sang the Shira time after time after time, over and over again. The Shira was Rogil Befiv of David HaMelech. He sang the Shira when he was saved from every enemy. He sang this Shira when he was saved from Shaul. He's saying it over and over again. And that's why Hashem had a taina on him, like the Gemara discusses, we're not getting into it. Hashem has a taina on why he's singing a Shira on the downfall of David, because he taka saying it when Shaul was killed, when he was considered saved from Shaul, he was singing it. And Memeilu, the Gemara is kashas for him, but the Gemara wants to know, Achroin, there must be two other Shiras. Yes! So the Gemara, this paragraph of Haftarah, wasn't something he's saying one time. It's something he always sang over and over to the Rabbani Shalaylam. This parak Hashem had a tiny in one time when he sang it when Shaul was nifter, when he was saved from Shaul. But otherwise, this is a parak which he sang many times. So it was sung more than once. There was a middle. There's even much more. So it makes sense at the end that to say Eila Divrei David Achrayinim. So what were our two kashas on the Gemara? Kasha number one, what was it having to the Gemara? Gemara doesn't see there's a parak right before. Nacha kasha, what's the Gemara mixing in the whole drasha of Hashem having a taina on David? Teretz says the Gemara is bringing a raya from the taina that it must be it's a parak David saying the whole time. The Gemara didn't realize. The Gemara knew he's saying it once, but the Gemara is saying he's saying it over and over again. He's saying it over and over again that it passes the words Eila Divrei David Achrayinim. Again, please look at the Gemara inside. But you cut into Zayin Abayz to see how the Gemara proves that Hashem had a taina on David. Like to share with you something. The Chasam Sofer is medayik in the tefillah of every single day Shachris. We say, Azoy Shibcha Ahuvim, we speak about Zedim Tibatov, Didim Mevartov, Kriyas Yamsuf, Azoy Shibcha Ahuvim. The Ahuvim is saying. And then a few lines later in the Siddur, it says, Moshe Bnei Yisrael Chanu Shira B'Simcha Rabba V'Amu Chulam. Sounds like there was two things. So Chassam Sofer says, yes, there were two Madregas. First, the Ahuvim, the Yedidim, saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they weren't suspecting anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the Gemara tells us that Yidin on the Yamsuf were Moirid, V'Yamru Al Yamba Yamsuf. Why? What did they do? They said, oh, we're being said, maybe the Mitzvah are coming out the other end, the famous Gemara. The Ahuvim Yedidim weren't Chayshah. They said, Hashem, everything you do is for the best. And they sang Shira right away. So that's Azoy Shibch Ahuvim Yedidim. For right away, for the beginning. Later on, when they discovered how the Mitzvim were dead, then says the Chasam Sofer, everybody joined into the Shira. And they sang this Shira a second time. Now the Chasam Sofer himself, if you look in Tiras Maisha Shvi Yishal Pesach, he says the first Shira was Hallel. Gemara discusses in Psachim, Kupta Zayin, the Bnei Yisrael said Shira Ramesh by the Yam. And then the second time was Oz Yosha together. Satmar Rebbe, in about 10 places in Divrei Yoel, for 10 different reasons, 10 different Cheshbonos, Tain is that Bnei Yisrael saying Oz Yosha twice. Again, we could say, the first time, the Yedidim, the Ahuvim, saying Oz Yosha, and that was on Shvi Shel Pesach. And the next day, when it was already Choyl, it wasn't Kaddish anymore, what you would call in Chutz Laaretz Achren Shel Pesach, then when they're able to take the Bidus Hayom, because until then he has a Cheshbon, it was Mutzah, he brings a Cheshbon from the Panim Yafis, that it was Avod Zara, they had to only be Mevatel it after Yontav, he has a Cheshbon, all the Cheshbonis explain why. The next day, they can only be Metaltel it then, they only take it then, otherwise it would be a problem of Tiltel, of being Maver, so into their Rishus. So only then they sang Shira on the eighth day again. On the eighth day of Pesach, like the eighth day in Chutz starts. Memele, he fardins, Sam Rebbe gains, a terrace at a very famous kasha that the Mizrahi asks. We mentioned this kasha in Parshas Parah, in the Shira Laftar of Parshas Parah. Mizrahi asks, Parshas Beshach, beginning of the Parsha, Rashi says, that Bnei Yisrael, Rashi makes a cheshbon every single day from Yitzhak Shraim, what happened? Hashem, and then Rashi says, the seventh day, Bnei Yisrael saying Shira, and that's where we read Shira in Shul on the seventh day of Pesach. Chazayzak Rashi. Everybody asks, Rashi says in Parsha Shlach, when he's speaking about the mitzvah of tzitzis, Rashi says that the Yidden sang Shira on the eighth day from Yetzias Mitzrayim, Azazak Rashi, the eighth day from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's why there's eight strings in the tzitzis. Rashi, all the way at the end of Shlach, brings from Ramayisha Adarshan. So everybody asks, Astira, was it on the seventh day or the eighth day? Some people try to say maybe the 8 days of Rashi's are going from Shchitas Karim Pesach. It's not Mashma Gan and Rashi. The Mizrahi himself doesn't say that. But according to what we said, there's two Shiras. There was a Shira done on the seventh day by the Yedidim, by the big Maminim, and then Oz Yosher was repeated again on the eighth day, on the day after Pesach, by everybody together. So Mela, that's how we can answer Rashi. And the truth is that there's a very amazing Siddur Shel Shabbos. This is brought to my attention by Imam Mirasi. Siddur Shel Shabbos writes, "Vayoyishav Hashem v'yoyim ahu es yisro miyam etzrayim." Vayoyim ahu, he says, the Rabbi Shalom, when the Rabbi Shalom saved Klai Yisrael and did Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem did it based on the schus of Klai Yisrael singing it. already sounds like something similar in the Arachayim, in the schus that they're going to sing it. But not just that they're going to sing it. The Sadur Yishol Shabbos says in the schus of all the Yidden, of all the Dairis, who will be singing Oz Yashir every single morning. That means when we say Oz Yashir, we're giving a schus to help the Yidden back then have Kriyas Yamsuf. And even before the Sadur Yishol Shabbos, the Mashkiach showed me a Parim Yafis. Parim Yafis in Parshas Boy. Beginning of Parshas Boy, in the Pasuk of Man to Saper, it's Mamish Pshutai Shol Mikra. Parim Yafis says, the reason why I'm doing the Makis to Paroi, and the reason why I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim, is Laman to Saper, B'schus to Sipur, Yishis Mitzrayim, that's how you're getting out. Laman to Saper, for all the Dairis of Sipur, you give a schus to Klai Yishol to get out of Mitzrayim. So the same thing, when we say Shira, when we say Az Yashir, every single morning, we're giving a schus to Bnei Yisrael, then to have Kriyas Yamsuf. The Arachayim HaKadosh says, in Parshas Beshalach, Oz Yashir, Yashir, he learns, what's the pshat of the word Yashir? They were Kivei, Yashir, Lashon future. The Kivei had to say it every single day in Shachris. Mishabura, in Simulun Aleph, Sekotin Yud Zayin, the Berheit of Asa Bekitzer, right? If you say Shira every single day at a very high level, Besimcha, then you're Zoichim Amish, Mechilas Avoinis, big things. Take a look. So we see over here this inyan of not just saying the Shira once, going over and over and saying the Shira. David said his Shira over and over again, and we tried to apply ourselves and connect ourselves to Shira Sayam by every single day saying the Shira over and over again, never stopping to thank the Rabbi Yishalom. And the Schus thanking him, that's how we're able to be Zechut to Yeshua at the beginning, because Hashem knows that we're going to thank him. The Prophet Zrachim in, I think it's Joshe, he writes a whole list of things, the Mishnah Malach writes a whole list of Mekairis where you find that Klai Yisrael or Yidden were always saved based on things which are going to happen, which are going to be in the future, based on the future. So singing the Shira, where we are accommodating the Yidden back then to be able to go out of Mitzrayim and to have their Geula. The Mayanship should help us. We should always focus on all the Tayyib HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and help us sing Shira over and over again. A good Yom Tov.